All right, I'm with Gene Klein. Gene, we can talk about a lot of things, but I really wanted to get your feedback on some of the things that are going on at the high school level, the WPIL and the WPIL, and just the officiating first. Kind of your feedback. I think it seems like there's a trend going in the positive direction, at least in terms of people are starting to push for the one whistle system versus the three. I mean, you've been around the game a long time, and you know the high school level pretty well. So, just what are your thoughts right now at the current state of U.S.
All right, Shills, I'll see you, buddy.
Where the high school game is, and this whole one whistle versus three whistle situation.
I think it is very detrimental to the development of the game in Pennsylvania. Players all grow up with a three whistle system. That's what they play year round, and they come in, or with one whistle system, and then they come in and have three rotating guys. I think it hurts the game. I think it hurts the development of officiating.
Yeah.
So I don't see anything positive out of it. I think people have been trying to tell the PIAA this since the beginning, and for whatever reason, they don't hear. It's disappointing. You go any other state, it's not happening. Is it any other state?
Might be one or two other states, No, I don't. I think most states are now in line with the one whistle.
Yeah. So it's. And the WPIL made a push to try to change it,
right?
Which was very encouraging,
right?
And then they shot it down again. So it's we have to get on the same page with everybody else and with the rest of the world. It's not, people come and look at this and they think we're years behind the time, and they just it automatically sets a negative tone for high school soccer in the state of Pennsylvania. Because people, college coaches, whatever, or anyone that's looking at it, observing it, saying, what is this type of system? And what you do, the worst part of it is you get a lot of inconsistency in the game, and it's impossible. It's difficult for the kids, and it's difficult for everyone involved. I think it's difficult for the officials.
Yeah, and in your shoes, I've been in your shoes a little bit too, as a coach, I've had some real interesting feedback from other coaches just trying to be as diplomatic as possible about the whole situation, which is understandable. What makes it difficult for coaches, especially some coaches that do the crossover? They coach on both sides. They coach on the club side, but then they go back to the high school. It's frustrating.
It's frustrating for the coaches, but I think it's very difficult if you're a player. Because you're getting three different games officiated in one game. No one, it's up for that guy in the middle to control the tempo. So I think that is really poor. I also think it's very difficult for the officials. And I think it's one of the reasons why the better officials choose not to officiate high school soccer.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to get in a situation where they're rotating around with the whistle, and you have so the more experienced guys are not going to put themselves in that position.
Any thoughts on just the the overall level of the game though at the high school level, and where I mean, obviously officiating is probably a big piece of that could, and the laws of the game could change hopefully, but I mean just in general what your thoughts are since you've been out of it for a couple of years.
I've been out of it a while, but I think for me the level continues to, it continues to go up, and it continues to grow, and you're seeing kids that are very much soccer players, and they're year-round players, and they know the game, they understand the game, they've been playing since they've been younger, it's encouraging to see. So you want to see the game continue to grow, and I think for that to happen, we have to get a little bit more consistency with all aspects of the game. And I think the National Federation of High Schools keeps that back, because they're always tweaking or changing rules only for the high school game.
Right.
And that hurts the development. So it's
like the yellow, just, like you know, just
you know, John, you've been through it. Yeah, I mean, every year you're coming out with a different.
Right.
You're coming out with a different set of rules, and we're going to change this, and we're going to tweak that. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, I used to go to the rules meeting and just bang my head against it. You know, so it's as opposed to just staying with what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
And they claim they're doing it for the benefit. I don't see it. They're doing it for the benefit of maybe some high school in South Dakota doesn't have enough players, but for the vast majority of kids, it's not the case.
And one final thing I want to leave you with, you can leave us with today, is just, you know, with the expansion of what the Hounds are doing and the facility in Montour, how's that going to, I mean, I'm curious to get your feedback on that, but also how's that going to impact the youth, you know, some of the youth programs and, you know, the high school game even, and some of those type of, you know, how's that going to have an impact in the Pittsburgh region? You know, the greater Pittsburgh region.
I mean, I think overall it's going to help. I mean, I think because you're getting younger players at earlier ages who are getting good coaching, and they're in a better environment.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what the Riverhounds, and I think most academies across the country are trying to change, trying to create a good environment. And that's how kids develop. Yeah. You know, I mean, you can be with the greatest coaches in the world, but if you're not being challenged and you're not with players all the time that are challenging on the field, that's not the proper environment that you want to be in. So I think it's going to help whether or not like with the development academy stuff, you know, there's no high school involved. But all that this is good, great opportunities for other kids to go play high school ball, you know? So everybody's pushing up another notch. I think the game is growing, it's positive. It's great to see what the Riverhounds are doing is terrific. The new complex is going to be a great addition to our growth and development of the game.
Thanks, Gene. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, man.
All right.
No problem, John.
Turn this thing off.